what would Gordon Ramsay do during the purge? That's the question we'll be answering today on Mindful Moments of Mars. Mindful Moments of Mars is an audio experience that usually uses the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs to explore mindfulness, but this week we're exploring the purge and what Gordon Ramsay would do during the purge. I think Gordon Ramsay is a perfect example of someone who would lock themselves in their house and try and remain safe during the purge. I think that's what a lot of people would do. Gordon Ramsay, wealthy, probably lives in a nice house, probably has the means and the opportunity and the motive to secure his house so that he won't be killed by what he imagines, having read The Lord of the Flies, to be an unruly mob. But if he'd read The Hobbit, he would know that maybe someone will try and make him solve riddles while he's hiding in his little hole in his house. We're currently reading the Chessmen of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs, and we're about to begin a new chapter. The chapter is chapter 13, and it is called A Desperate Deed. Emed crossed the Tower Chamber toward Tara of Helium and the slave girl Lano. He seized the former roughly by a shoulder. Okay, Emed has been in this before, and I don't remember what voice I used. Although I think I know, so I'm just going to go with it. If it's the wrong voice, you just gonna have to wait till the next purge comes and then try and kill me for getting the voice wrong. That's a bit grim thought. Please don't do that. "Stand," he commanded. Tara struck his hand from her and, rising, backed away.
"Lay not your hand upon the person of a princess of Helium, beast," she warned.
Emed laughed. "Think you that I play at Jatan for you without first knowing something of the stake for which I play?" he demanded. "Come here." The girl drew herself to her full height, folding her arms across her breast. Nor did Emed note that the slim fingers of her right hand were inserted beneath the broad leather strap of her harness, where it passed over her shoulder. Okay, and now the slave girl is going to speak. And I remember that I gave a quite weird voice for her, and I don't remember what it was. And I actually do want to get these voices right. I think Emed was kind of like John Wayne swaggery sort of guy. The slave girl, I don't remember her voice. So I'm actually going to cut this short. I'm going to find out what her voice is. I feel I owe it to the characters of Manator to get them right. So I guess it's time for some impromptu Purge Week content. So I began by talking about what Gordon Ramsay would do during the Purge. And what I speculated was that he would hide in his house. What celebrity chefs would be out in the streets taking advantage of the purge to commit crimes? Or which ones would be not in the streets, but in their offices doing white collar crimes? It's probably safer from a libel point of view. Well, I don't know that it would be. I think either way I'm in trouble, but I've already committed to it. Oh, it is no libel. Is that... Do you think I could just, on Purge Night, just libel a lot of people? Or does it extend to civil matters? Could I on Purge Night just record? Well, see, I'd have to record the episodes and release them. But then, you know, the next day I still have those episodes out in the world. So, I don't know if that works. Maybe I could just release a newsletter on Purge Night and say, "Well, have you heard about the white collar crime that a certain celebrity chef is involved in? Who is, I don't know. I actually don't want to libel anyone. I'm thinking about Jamie Oliver, but I'm not saying he's a white collar criminal." I don't think he is. I think he's too busy. Even though he can make meals very quickly, he's proven that many, many times. He can do 30-minute meals. He can do them in one pot. But even so, I think he's a busy man, and I don't think he has time to be doing white collar crime like embezzlement or I don't know, maybe like falsifying shipping manifests. But maybe on purge night, that's what I'm just listen. I want to be 100% clear on this for legal reasons, because it's not purge night and I can't break the law on this, even if it's just a civil matter. I do not believe, I have no evidence, and I'm not accusing Jamie Oliver of any white collar crime. That said, on purge night, I think he'd be knee deep in white collar crime. I think he'd be falsifying shipping manifests left, right and center. I think he'd be going through them and saying that there are no, corrosive chemicals in a certain shipping container that is filled chock full of corrosive chemicals. And he'd be in breach of all sorts of regulations there. But that's the buzz he gets from it. That's how he enjoys his purge night. He does it all in 30 minutes. He sits in a single pot while he does it and has someone drag him around. I don't know why that's how they're choosing to spend their purge night, but maybe they're well paid for it. They drag him around. They've got a couple of, you know, that sort of particular blue rope that's very plasticky, tied onto the hands of the pot. He's sitting in the pot. It's a very large pot, maybe more like a cauldron. And if there's any like ne'er-do-wells coming around to do purge violent crime, he can put the top on the pot and they'll think, oh, well, it's unlikely there's anyone in there. We won't look inside. But in fact, it's Jamie Oliver. And maybe the person who pulls the rope gets in with him. Because, you know, that's the thing about his one-pot meals. You can put a lot of things into the pot. Maybe there's also some chopped parsnips, but chopped roughly. And maybe there's a stock. Maybe he's swimming in a stock. He's not cooking himself. He wouldn't go that far on purge night. He only does white-collar crime. He doesn't do cooking people and cannibalism, even self-cannibalism, which I presume is a crime. I don't know. Listen, I feel like Purge Week is just ripping to shreds any image I had created that I understand the legal system, Purge Night, the desires of celebrity chefs. It's all fallen apart. But I think that's the genius of the concept of the purge. It lets you dig into ideas and explore them. You know, it's like the best sci-fi. You take a familiar thing, like, let's say, drinking water out of a glass. And then you add in a science fiction concept, like, you know, aliens that have two heads, and then the story is like, well, when they drink, do they have two glasses or just one glass, and take turns? That's the kind of question that classic sci-fi is really good at asking. We'll wrap this one up. Let's wrap this one up.